This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Hunting in the North Dakota outdoors, enjoyed by many, and in fact, some have made a career of it, Greg. How might one take this to the next level?
With guides and outfitters, you actually need to get certified. So through the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, the next guide and outfitter written exam is March 28th. 1 p.m. at the North Dakota Game and Fish office in Bismarck. And all you have to do is call the Game and Fish Department's Orphan office. In addition to passing a written exam to be a guide or an outfitter, qualifications for becoming a guide include a background check for criminal and game and fish violations, certification in CPR, standard first aid, and employment or contract with a licensed hunting outfitter. Hunting outfitter eligibility requirements include the guide qualifications, as well as the individual must have held a hunting guide license 2 years and have proof of liability insurance. Anyone interested in becoming a guide or outfitter in the state. And again, if you're going to contract a guide or an outfitter, you want to make sure that they know what they're doing out there. That's the reason for these rules and regulations to become a certified guide or outfitter.
All right, good stuff, Greg. And hey, we'll have an update on bobcats. We'll come back.
Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview, Gelvie, and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer, and Gelvie bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelvie heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview, Gelvie, and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Get ready. The Frontmen are coming to Skydancer Casino and Resort on March 20th. This supergroup features Larry Stewart of Restless Heart, Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star, and Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. Together, they bring powerhouse vocals for one unforgettable night. With 30 number one hits, it'll be a night of harmonies and unforgettable songs. Doors open at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at SkydancerCasino.com.
One of North Dakota's rare species is the bobcat, and with it, very limited harvest restrictions. Greg, tell us more.
So the bobcat is one of the unique species we have in North Dakota. We do have two different zones, and right now, hunting and trapping in Zone 2 is closed. So that was predetermined by a harvest limit of 8, and that has been reached. Zone 2 is going in east of Highway 83. The bobcat season in Zone 1 has no harvest limit, and it's open through March 15th.
All right, good stuff, Greg. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit, by the Cranview Gelvie Genetic Progress Sale, and by Peak Nutrition in Minot.